Bert Love is speaking.
Oh, can you compete with Bert Love?
Yeah. Last, before Pesach, we start. Anybody need a Gemara? Before Pesach, we learned the Gemara and Tezvav on the days. maybe we'll just review again Bekitza. The Gemara has a machlokes between Rav Chisda and Mireimar, a machlokes in Hilchas Shabbos. What is it?
Bert Lev is speaking.
Oh, can you compete with Bert Lev?
Last, before Pesach, we start. Anybody need a Gemara? Before Pesach, we learned the Gemara and Tezvav on the days. maybe we'll just review again Bekitza. The Gemara has a machlokes between Rav Chisda and Mireimar, a machlokes in Hilchas Shabbos. What has it got to do with Gittin? We started a topic about Kiyum Shtaris. If I have a shtar that says you owe me $1 million and you say it's mezuyif, you don't want to pay. So I have to make a kiyum hashtar. I have to get either the edim whose names appear to come and testify that this is their authentic signature, or our people from the bank should come and testify that they know based on the way he used to endorse checks that that appears to them to be his signature, or if he's a rebbe in a yeshiva, so he writes on a blackboard so the talmidim can come and testify they remember that that's someone has to testify that that's a signature. That's a kiyum hashtar. So to make a kiyum hashtar, normally you need two kosher edim to testify. By a get, when the shliach lo'ilacha brings a get from chutz la'aretz and he says, I was watching when the get was written, l'shmar l'shmar l'shem gerishin, so he says, b'fananech b'fananechem, he's only an eid echot. So the Gemara says, mishum iginu kila be'rabbon, on a special kula that you allow the kiyum hashtar to be accomplished only with an eid echot. So the shaila is, what if the shliach lo'ilacha testifies on one of the chasimis, b'fananech tam chetzio, and on the other chasima you have two eidim? Can you combine the din from Kala Tarakula of Kiyum Shtaris, the universal din, with the special kula of Erecha Baget? So the Gemara says, Abadi can. Why not stuff better? That's good. The din from Kala Tarakula is Abadi better. What's the Shaila? So that was the middle of a whole discussion from before. So now the Gemara is going to have such a similar question in Hilchas Shabbos. You have different ways to make a mechitz. In order to be considered a Rishus HaYachid, you're not permitted to carry from Rishus HaYachid into the Rishus HaRabim, from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYachid. Or, you're not allowed to carry Dalet Amos in the Rishus HaRabim. So how do you define a Rishus HaYachid? A Rishus HaYachid is a Mokom, which is Mukav Mechitzes. Mokom means Dalet al Dalet Tvachim, not Amos. Dalet al Dalet Tvachim is very little. It's already bigger than Dalet al Dalet Tvachim, probably. Way bigger.
Yeah.
This is Dalet al Dalet Tvachim. And you need mokum mukav mechitzas, should have mechitzas all around it, 10 tefachim tall. All around it is not exactly all around it, it's enough if it has 3 mechitzas, menater, it's enough 3. The need for the 4th mechitzas is only mede rabbonon, menater, you don't even need a 4th mechitzah. That's why we have kulis on the 4th mechitzah. So you need a mokum mukav mechitzas, yud tefachim. When people say that an island is a rishus hayachid, it's only by medva mamurim. Where are the mechitzas on the edge of the island? If the edge of the island has a sudden drop,
the rocks,
or the Manhattan Island was built up on the side by the city in order that it shouldn't sink in. So you have metal and you have all kinds of things. You have concrete walls, mamish. So the walls around the side, those are the mechitzas. So in order to be considered a rishus hayochid, you have to have a mokum mokum mechitzas 10 tefachim tall. That's the definition. Vasa ista mechitza. So the Gemara says in the first parak in Shabbos, Abraisa, that there are three kinds of Rishus HaYochid, three kinds of mechitzas. So one is, if you have a geder, let's say I have a parking lot or something, and I have a fence around it. So this fence, let's say this is the fence, so there's avir over here and there's avir over here. There's an empty space on both sides and a fence, let's say a building. This room is a Rishus HaYochid because you have walls surrounding the whole room. So you have avir on this side of the wall and avir on the other side of the wall. So that's a regular, normal mechitza. Then you have another kind of mechitza. The Gemara says, charitz.
Yeah.
A charitz. If you dig a ditch in the ground that's 10 tefachim deep, not so deep. 10 tefachim deep is not so deep. Maximum is 40 inches. The biggest chumr is that a tefach is like this. What? From the bottom of the fist to the top of the fist, including the thumb. Like this. So the maximum, the biggest shear is 4 inches. Rav Moshe holds the mikveh din, it's really 3.6 inches. But when you make a mikveh, and the mikveh has to have amo alamo, brum gimel amo, so he says you should be machmer like those who think that it's 4 inches is a tefach. So if, let's say, the biggest chum is 4 inches. An amo is
5 or 6.
Is 6 tefachim. The different kinds are 6 times 4. 24. Right, right. Right, that's the biggest. That's the biggest shear that it is. And it's really less. So when you want to be machmir for the 10 tefachim on the chitzah, for Shabbos purposes, it has to be 10 tefachim tall. So 10 tefachim means 40 inches tall. So let's say when you have a bungalow or something and you want to know if you're allowed to carry on your porch. It's not so posh that you're allowed to carry on your porch. So if the porch has a fence around it that's 10 tefachim tall, so the fence that's around it is considered a mechitza. If it's not 10 tefachim tall, sometimes not 10 tefachim tall. So you're not allowed to carry on your own porch. Unless the porch is elevated. So if the porch is elevated 10 tefachim from the ground level below it, then it's a din of tail. Then it's a din of tail. So again, so the Gemara has the Brais and Masecha Shabbos in the first parak around Davov has three kinds of Rishu Sayachid. Ezer Rishu Sayachid. So one is a makam that has a geder around it, what we would call a regular wall, a mechitza. Another one is a charitz. If you dig a ditch in the middle of the Rishu Sarab, the ditch is 10 tefachim deep, 40 inches deep, and it's dalar adal tefachim on the floor. So you have a makam, mukaf mechitza, so you tefachim. So that's a davar pasha, that the walls of the ditch, the four walls on all the four sides of the ditch, when you're standing inside the middle of the ditch, avada, those are mechitzas. You look up. I mean, it's not so deep that you can't look up. If a mouse is standing, if you have an ant or a mouse in the middle of the ditch, it looks up at the four walls on the side, he's going to see walls. Why does he care that on the other side there is no avir? What's an afkamina? The one who's standing inside the ditch sees walls on all sides. So that's avada. A charitz is avada, a mechitza, the same status as a mechitza of a wall. The question was the third din in the Braisa, that if you have a tail, b'shus harabim, you have a mound or a platform, an elevation, that's 10 tefachim tall, and on top of it it's dalar al dalar tefachim, so that's also considered a b'shus hayachid. So is that also a din of a mechitza? Because the walls on all the four sides are a mechitza, and you visualize, what good is that?
Going down.
But that's going down. What good is that? Let's say over here.
Let's say four sides.
You said it has a mound. Is the mound circular? There's a tail and there's a tail hamislake. The two kind. No, that's an important point. The two kinds of tail. Here, there's one tail over here where everything is made exactly straight. So let's say this has an elevation of 10 tefachim tall, and it's straight. All the four sides are straight, and on top is dalet by dalet tefachim. So you could say that these are considered mechitzas, and therefore this is considered Rishus Hayachid Shaydus. But what good are the mechitzas? But the floor of the makam is over here. Standing on top of the floor, there's zero mechitzas. There's nothing. So what kind of mechitzas? So maybe the answer is like this. Don't stand over there. I'll stand over here.
And you look up.
I'll stand over here, and I say from the ground level over here, I have a mechitza 10 tefachim tall. It doesn't help too much for the ground because it's only one mechitza. Middle of nowhere. If I have another couple of mechitza, arum and arum, it'll make this. But we're nowhere. We're nowhere. I just have one mechitza. But still, you got one mechitza over here. So since it's a mechitza from the viewpoint over here, the din is a mechitza zayla ad la rakia. That's called good asik. Mechitza good means meshoch, stretch out. Good is an Aramaic word, a verb. That means you stretch. We say good aches mechitza, you stretch the mechitza down. And good asik mechitza, you stretch the mechitza up. Asik means to go up and aches means to go down. So since from the viewpoint of the ground, I see that there is a mechitza 10 tefachim here and here. It doesn't affect any change whatsoever as far as the area next to it on the ground, but still there is a mechitza. So since from the viewpoint of the ground here there's a mechitza, so I say, oh, zayla l'rakia. So I visualize it as if there are walls that are going up. So if you have walls going up, so the fellow who's on the top of the thing over here is mukaf mechitzas midalitz dada, these imaginary mechitzas that we draw these imaginary lines based on the principle of good asking mechitzas. So that's one way to view it. What do you mean you have a mechitza over here from the ground, but on the ground it doesn't affect any change whatsoever? Doesn't ishke mechitza? standing on top of here, Sinishke Mechitza, there's nothing there. Mechitza has to be from the ground level, not below the land. The ground has to be above the ground. From the ground over here, what do you mean it's a Mechitza? It doesn't lead to anything. So it's neither here nor there, Sinishke Mechitza. The din of tail is a different din of Rosh Hashanah. A makom, it's a makom of dalar adalar, a makom which is mugba, yud tvachim, from the ground, from the Rosh Hashanah. What makes this a Rosh Hashanah? Because it's 16 amas wide, and because you have Hiluch HaRabim, Biku HaRabim, and Biku belongs to the municipality, all the conditions that are necessary to make it into Rosh Hashanah Rabim, but you don't have, this is not 16 amas wide, and this is really a Makom Choluk. If it would have been 3 Tvachim tall, it would have already been a Makom Choluk. It wouldn't be part of the Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So if it's 10 Tvachim tall, that makes it into Rosh Hashanah Yachid without Mechitzes. Maybe there are two dinim of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. There's one Rosh Hashanah Yachid with Mechitzes. That means either a geder or a charitz, a ditch in the ground. Then there's another din of Rosh Hashanah on mechitzas. You can make the Rosh Hashanah without any mechitzas at all. If you have a mokum that's mugba, 10 tefachim from the ground. Mokum is dalet al dalet, which is mugba, 10 tefachim from the ground. That makes it a Rosh Hashanah.
If you are in the Rosh Hashanah and you continue here, you can't walk any further because the mechitzas
for the three sides.
Yeah, but it doesn't really lead. It doesn't lead up to anything. And Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Shabbos, a mechitza only has effect if it's makif an area. Definitely it's not makif, yeah, it doesn't sides. Encompass. It has to be enclosed an area.
The agbor is separated on four areas, just like a mechitza. It's unreachable, but the elevation is a mechitza, the separation
it's a separate
from
entity.
All other places.
It's a separate entity from which is.
That's the shah, okay, that's exactly the shah. That's the shah. So there's a chibur on the Rambam that's called Merkavas HaMishnah. The Merkavas HaMishnah has a machloikis with one of the Sfaradish Gdolim before him. He quotes Rab David Aramor, writes, he has a rayif in the Loshon HaRambam that the din of tail is a different din. It's not based on mechitzas. So Merkavas HaMishnah quotes it and he says the diuk is very strong, but he's wrong. Notwithstanding the fact that it sounds good, it's razzle-dazzle, very sparkling, it's wrong, and he proceeds to prove that it's wrong. And he insists, no, that the din of tail is a regular din of mechitza. It's a mechitza here, yeah. It's a la rakia. So a meila halachically, even though mitzias is mamish no mechitza at all, when you stand on top of the tail is nothing, we consider it as if there were four mechitza that are la rakia, and it's the same din mechitza as charitz, and the same din as geda, everything is all the same. There's only one din.
Find a little
Shustam,
a little place where you put it down, consider
Hanukkah,
right? Because it's considered
Shusayyafet.
It has nothing to do with
Tel,
it has nothing to do with
Shusayyafet.
No,
you have to put out a Mokum Ptur.
Yeah, so that's considered
Shusayyafet. No. There are four Rishuyas, Shusayyafet, Karmelis. Karmelis is something that should have been in Shusayyafet, but it's missing one of the conditions. Then a Mokum Ptur is in Gansan a different thing. It's a free for all. Mokum Ptur. Yeah. No, Mokum Ptur is a different thing. In the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, above 10 Tvachim is considered a Mokum Ptur. So if you have a hook on the side of the building, and let's say I carry my keys by mistake, carry a handkerchief, and I realize I'm carrying a handkerchief in the middle of the street, so the Shulchan Aruch says I should hang it up on a hook on a Mokum Ptur. Because whatever is above 10 Tvachim from the ground is a Mokum Ptur. Rosh Hashanah Rabim is only up until the first 10 Tvachim above the ground, and Carmelis is only up until 10 Tvachim to the ground. Rosh Hashanah Yachid would have perhaps also only been up until 10 Tvachim, but the Mechitzas are Roi Lala Rekia, so the whole thing is enclosed in Mechitzas, that's why. But let's say if you can visualize the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, which is not Roi Lala Rekia, maybe it's not only 10 Tvachim. There is, we once discussed, there is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid which is not Roi Lala Rekia. Okay, so here, Rav Chisda comes up with a chiddush, which we don't paskin like. We paskin like Merema. So Rav Chisda has a chiddush that in Hilchos Shabbos there are two different kinds of Rishus HaYochids. One is based on Mechitza, one is not based on Mechitza. He says, a Mechitza makes an area into a Rishus HaYochid if you have 10 Tvachim tall. A tail makes it into Rishus HaYochid also. It sounds like he holds not within Mechitza. It's not at all a form of a Mechitza. It's a different din. So a makom that's mugba yud tvachim above the Rishus HaRabim has the status of a Rishus HaYachid. So he says, and since the two different brands, two different forms of Rishus HaYachid, so you can't combine one with the other. Either you have 10 tvachim tall of a tail, or you have 10 tefachim of a mechitza. But if you have, let's say this is only 5 tefachim tall above the ground, and then I have mechitzas around it that are only 5 tefachim tall. So from the viewpoint of the top of the tail is dalar al-dalar tefachim. So from the viewpoint of the top of the tail, I only have a mechitza of 5 tefachim, so it's nothing garnish there. And from the viewpoint of a din, a mokam mugba, it's only a mokam mugba 5 tefachim. I'd be mitzarif, these 5 tefachim, that tefachim, how can you be mitzarif? This is 0 with 0 with 0. If it would be a mokam mugba yud tefachim, it would be a rishus ayochid. If it would be a mechitza yud tefachim, I'd be a rishus ayochid. But I don't have, the mokam is only mugba 5 tefachim from the ground, and the mechitza is only 5 tefachim above the lid of the top of the tail. So it's nothing. So that's what Achizda holds, it's nothing. The question is, but why, this is Taisa's pshat. Taisa disagrees with Rashi. Rashi had a whole different pshat, and Taisa showed from Mishnayis that it's a peladika Rashi. Taisa showed from Mishnayis, not like Rashi. So the question is, what do you mean? I have this makom, let's say, is 5 tefachim above the ground level, does not make it into Rishus Seichel, but then I have a mechitza that's another 5 tefachim. So Rav Chisda says neither here nor there. But why not say like this? What about from the viewpoint of the ground over here? Your mom is facing 10 tefachim. This is no shaila. The Gemara says, the Gemara talks about a chatzah ha'elyon and a chatzah ha'tachtayna. I live in Washington Heights, so you have a hilly area. Sometimes you have a landing over here, and then you have a landing over here, and one is much higher than the other. So the Gemara says, if you have 5 tefachim tall, 5 tefachim, this is 5 tefachim higher than this level, so that's not yet a mechitza, but then you have a mechitza of 5 tefachim on top. So the Gemara says, from the viewpoint of the chatzah hatachtayna, it's raya p'nei asara tefachim avadetz a mechitza, because the bottom 5 tefachim is a charitz. From the viewpoint of the people on the lower level, that's a charitz. What do I care that there's no aver on the other side? It's all otum, it's all filled in with offer. But a charitz, I'm standing on the lower level, so the charitz is a mechitza, and then the mechitza 5 tefachim is another. So as far as we're concerned, on the bottom level, you have 10 tefachim tall. So the shaila is, so why not say migu dehavi mechitza? So why don't you say migu that it's a mechitza? This thing is a mechitza for the lower level. So it's olad l'rakia, olad l'rakia. So let it make the area on top.
Also,
so let it make the whole area on top into a reshus hayochid, because it's a mechitza on this side, it's a mechitza on that side. So Rav Chisda obviously holds not so. Rav Chisda holds there is no such din.
Can combine.
Even though you certainly can combine for the lower level, and this thing over here, whatever you call it, this solid thing over here is a mechitza for the people on the lower level, and this mechitza is a regular mechitza. So why not say no? Leave it like that, then walk on the other side. To say, I'm sitting over here now, all of a sudden that is a mechitza. For the guy who's sitting down here, it is a mechitza. For the guy on the other side, it's an ishke mechitza. How can you say? It's the same thing. The same thing, here. This is 5,
also
this
five.
Is 9
also,
it's around. This is 5 talking to off. Yeah. All around. I don't have enough books. Yeah, this was published by the alumni of Yeshivas Kerem Yavne in memory of Rabbi Goldwich, who passed away last year on Zayin Adar, so they published it and they made it available for the first yard site. And they made the CM Ashaz this year's Zayin Adar. So if anyone is interested, they're selling for $12. Okay, so I brought a few copies. So if you have more, I'd show you here. Here, let's go more. Okay, if you have, here.
Tolerant, yeah,
here's the upper level. This is 5 talking tall.
They got confused, please.
And I have mechitzas all around.
Five.
Each one is only 5.
So what should be any different than a tail?
Oh, so from the viewpoint, from the people on the lower level, it's a 10 tefachim tall. And it's 10 tefachim tall is a mechitza. So you say, it's a lot of rakia. Over here also, it's also 10. All 4 sides is 10. And you say, it's a lot of rakia. So whoever is on top, he looks at these walls. He sees imaginary walls. He uses his imagination. He sees, oh, the mechitza is a lot of rakia. So why does Rav Chisda hold that on top of the tail? It's not a rishus hayochid, but from the viewpoint of the chotza hatachtayna, from the lower level, you have a mechitza here, mechitza here, mechitza, all 4 sides have mechitza. So obviously he holds 2 things. Number one, he holds that tail is a different din rishus hayochid, it's not based on mechitza. Number two, he holds there is no such klal that if it's a mechitza from this side, you have to consider a mechitza from the other side also. There is no such thing. On this side it's a mechitza. When you walk around the corner, the exact same thing is nishke mechitza. You have to judge from the viewpoint of standing over here. From standing over here, you know.
The upper one's not makir, right?
Okay, exactly. From the lower ones you have 10 tefachim tall, from the upper one is only 5 tefachim tall. That's the metzius. From the people on top, it's only, from their viewpoint, it's only 5 tefachim tall. From the people on the bottom, it's 10 tefachim tall. It's an ishken kasha.
So that, but it's not 5 tefachim on the inside. Because if it goes out,
well, only here, start with 10.
It's more than
if you have a oila rakia, if you have a mechitza of 10 tefachim to start with, then you say oila rakia. Otherwise, you make a mechitza of 1 tefach, and then you say it's oila rakia, and that makes it into mechitza. No, when you have a mechitza, then you say, good, asik mechitza. The mechitza can be stretched up ad l'rakia. But you have to begin with 10 tefachim. So Rav Chisda holds two premises. He holds number one, that tail is a different din, reshus hayachid, not based on mechitza. And number two, there is no klal. Miguda havi mechitza from this side, havi mechitza from the other side. It's not so. From this side, it is a mechitza. You turn around the corner, look from the other side, it's not a mechitza. The shayla is, mereimar disagrees with Rav Chisda. He says, gidu chamisha, mechitza chamisha is mitztarfim. So on top of the tail, it is a reshus hayachid. And the Gemara says, v'ilchasa mitztarfim, we paskan like mereimar, that it is mitztarfim. So that's the shaila, to disagree with Rav Chisda. You don't have to disagree with both premises. You can say disagree with the first premise. It could be he disagrees with the second premise. Could be he disagrees with both. We don't know exactly what he disagrees. So that's a big pilpul in Achrenim. Exactly what does he disagree? So last, when we learned last, I mentioned one nafkemina. There are several other nafkeminas. I mentioned one nafkemina. So one nafkemina was the Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi. When you make an Eruv around an area, so instead of banging in poles and putting on strings on top and running the risk of having someone rip down the string, or it's going to snow and rip down the string, if you have walls, is the Chabad good? The walls are going to be more sturdy than the strings with the poles. So whenever you have a wall, you leave the wall. And so let's say you have an area, a mountainous area. So let's say, here's a cliff. So two walls over here are a cliff, a sudden drop. And then it keeps on going, the area is all high. It's not that all four walls are cliffs. Two walls are cliffs, and then you have some walls over here, buildings, and then you make a Tzuras HaPesach over here. So the whole, and this is my area that's enclosed in the Erev, over here. So everything is Mukaf Mechitzas. Here it's Mukaf from two cliffs.
The drop,
and here I have a wall, and here I have a Tzuras HaPesach. Is that legitimate or not? Can you put together Shlep Tzam and everything? You can be Mitzaref a wall, and you can be Mitzaref a Tzuras HaPesach. Yeah, so a wall and a Tzuras HaPesach, perfect. What's wrong with that? We do it all the time. Shadis, can you be Mitzaref a drop? Here's the ground level is over here. Can you be Mitzaref a drop of 10 Tzvachim straight down? Can you be Mitzaref that? So there are Mishnayis that say beferish the following. You have the Chatzah HaYoyna, but the Chatzah HaTachtoyna. The case again. So let's say, here's the Chatzah HaYoyna. I have big walls, 100 Amos tall. Big walls, only three sides. So what's going to be? Minatera Mideraisa, your problem is solved. But Midarabonon, you have to have a tikkun on the Ruch and Rias. So it says in the Mishnah in Erevin, and says in many Gemaras in Erevin, that if you have a drop from the upper level, from the Chatzah HaYoyna to the Chatzah HaTachtoyna, and the drop goes straight down, and it's more than 10 tefachim down, no problem. So everything is all taken care of. So the Chacham Tzvi says in the Tshuva, so you see, Beferish, you can be mitzarif a drop together with the wall. So it must be that the drop is considered a mechitza. How is it a mechitza? Here on the ground, there is no mechitza. The answer is, because from the ground level over here,
you see a mechitza.
You see a mechitza. And it's ayla l'rakia from the viewpoint of the people down below. And migo that this invisible line over here is a mechitza on this side, so the people over here also have a right to use the same mechitza. If they can use the invisible mechitza, which is the imaginary mechitza, so we can use it also, the same mechitza. That's what the Chacham Tzvi says. So he says, it's enough in the Gemara that you can be mitzarif this to the other three. So who adinami, if you have two and two, you can also be mitzarif it. But the Shoyel, who sent the Shaila to the Chacham Tzvi, also knew the Mishnayis. It wasn't a Pashta Balabas. He was shaking, he was rattling off Mishnayis also. He also knew Gemara Erevin. And he understood that there should be a chilik. And the Ruach Revi is that it's only a problem, the Rabbanon.
Yes,
we have lots of coolers on the Ruach Revi. Lots of coolers. The Shaila is two and two. Two and two. Is that when Rav Chisda is rejected, when we pass in Hilchus Alak Mareima, that it's Mitztarfim, so does it mean... Does it mean that that we consider it migud to have mechitza on the bottom, have mechitza on the top? That's taka. We hold like that svara. We reject that svara of Rav Chisda. Maybe we don't really reject that svara. Maybe we hold that if somehow this is considered a mechitza. This is also considered a mechitza. Not because migud to have mechitza over there. Since it's a straight wall, so they consider a mechitza for the upper area also. So that's the question, how much has Mereimar rejected from Rav Chisda? How much of what Rav Chisda says, you don't say Migud Havim Mechitz on one side, Havim Mechitz on the other side. So that's the question, is that also included in what was rejected or not? So the Chacham Tzvi says yes, that he was totally rejected. So then we added on that the Chazainish has a famous Kula, has a very he has so many chumras, and he made one kula that offsets all of the chumras that he made. Like the Ramah has in Hilchas Treifas, the Ramah has so many chumras, but then he puts in one kula that offsets all the chumras that he made. The kula of that you don't have to have glatt kosher, that you can peel off the sirchas, mirchum mishmush, that if you find the sircha on the lungs, you can peel it off. So that kula was shokel connected all the chumras that he made, so he made up for all the chumras. So here also, the Chazanish had so many chumras and kol tar kula, but he writes one kula that throws out, you can throw out the whole Yisro Hitzoh on Shabbos. He made all the big cities, all Ayaras HaGdolos, into Rishus HaYochid Min HaTorah. He says, Loi Meboy, that is not Rishus HaRabi Min HaTorah, Zachta Tzah Rishus HaYochid. So we're giving the mashal from Bennett Avenue. I'll take anywhere, let's say take in Manhattan, anywhere. You have the big, you have streets. So you have... You don't have a house over here and a house over there. The street is lined with buildings. One building next to the other building, they're all connected. The front of the store windows, it goes in, it goes out. Mamish, it's a mechitza, they go straight like this. So true, the people who built these stores and the apartment buildings and everything, they didn't mean to line the street with mechitzas. They weren't interested in making mechitza. They didn't do it l'shem the street. They made it that the buildings, the merchandise inside and the people in the building should be kept warm and they shouldn't get wet and so on. They weren't interested, but the Gemara says in Ervin that it doesn't make a difference. A mechitza hametz me'leho is also good. It doesn't matter what kavanas you had, and you don't have to make it. Sinish can get that you need sigil l'shmo. A mechitza that's hametz me'leho is also good. You don't need a sigil l'shmo. So that's what the Chazanish says. If you have a street that happens to have buildings around it in such a way, that if you have oymed merubah lapar, there's a din of ruba kukuloi. So you don't need that the whole solid. Everything should be solid. If you have ruba kukuloi, if you have oymed merubah alaparuds, so then it's considered as if it's a mechitza. So let's say you have a street, you look at one side, the walls all the way down, the front of the building. You look on the other side, buildings all the way down. Then you cross across the street. Here's two sides of the street. I live on Bennett Avenue. So on the cross of the street from me, there's a building straight from 184th to 181st. On my side, it goes from 184th to 181st. Then on 181st, there are storefronts across the street. It's a big gap in the street. But the storefronts is the mechitza over here. So the Chazanish says, so give out. The street right in front of me is the Rishus HaYochid Min HaTorah. I have one mechitza here. There's a big gap across the street where the buses go and the people and the cars go. But it's still Aymed Merub Ala Paris.
Eser Ramas.
So Pirtza Yeser Me Eser. A Pirtza that's more than Eser Ramas ruins the mechitza. So that was a big machloikis whether that's a din derais or din derabonon. And Rov HaPoskim held it's only derabonon. That was machloikis between the Litvak and the Galitziana. That's how they said. Between the Beis Ephraim, Ephraim's Amar Margolis was a businessman. He was a businessman, so he held that that's only a din de Rabbanon. Where's Halacha Moshe Sinai? The Gemara says it's probably only the Rabbanon. And Mishkan Es Yankiv, who was a Rav, he held no that it's a din de Reis. And it was assumed that the Galitziana was right. It was everybody assumes Rav Moshe Paskin's like that, and Chazanish Paskin's like that. And everybody assumes that it's only the Rabbanon. Everybody assumes it's only the Rabbanon. So you have going from 184th to 181st, three blocks solid with walls, mamish, the front of the building, goes straight like this, goes in and out, but it's solid, fronts of the building. And here also on this side, so you have two sides of the street, you have a mechitza. Then you're missing many yamas till you get. But the gap between this side of 181st and that side is much less than the three blocks. So you have oimer meruba laport zak meruba kekulois aminatera. I consider it as if this is all sasum. That this is sasum, and here you mamish have a wall. Here you have the front of the wall, the buildings on 181st Street. So this area over here is considered a rishus hayachid minatera. Because Maratel, you don't need four mechitzas, all you need are three mechitzas.
Like you have also on the other side. You also have a store or something.
Yeah, yeah, on the other side, too.
Do you have anything there?
What do you mean on the other street?
After 184th, you mean?
184th.
184th.
184th, you keep on going down. Yeah. So he says you keep on going.
189.
No, there isn't.
You don't need a fourth mechitza. Here you have the third. No, midrabbanan is already no good because you have a pirsa yeser meyeser. It's already no good midrabbanan. So you have to be misakin this, and then you have to be misakin over here somewhere. Yeah. Then the Chazanish goes weiter. So he says, now that we accomplished, this is baby stuff. This is the double portion. This is not the chiddush of the Chazanish. So far, everybody's masking. This already says before the Chazanish was born. The poskim said that in Ayaras Hagdolos, a lot of times you have oimer meruba laparos because they have buildings that are solid one next to the other, and the streets in the big cities will often be rishus hayochid menatar. Then the Chazanish goes, this is already his original contribution. He says, once you draw these imaginary lines linking up the two sides of Bennett Avenue going across 181st, then we just accomplished that 181st Street became a rishus hayochid menatar. How do we do that? Because 181st, there are stores on both sides. Here there are apartment buildings on both sides. Here there are stores on both sides of the street that make mechitzas for the street. And you just drew an imaginary line over here. So that's your third wall. So this is also rishus hayochid. And this is also rishus hayochid. So that's where you can dingzach with the Chazanish.
This side of 181st Street isn't solid wall.
There's not only solid wall, there's nothing.
There's nothing.
So the Pella is, what do you mean? There's nothing. There are only two walls over here. There's mamish nothing. So the Chazanish says, what do you mean nothing? But we're using our imagination. So with your imagination, you stretched out this wall over here to make this.
Two parallel horizontally.
It's not Durasik. No, that's called Oimid Meruba Lapar. It's Ruba Kukulai. So I say Ruba Kukulai to make this. But the Shad is the Chazanish says, once I say Ruba Kukulai to make this, Arishus Hayachid, so then Migu that this is a mechitze. It's a mechitze for this side, so it's a mechitze for this side also. So that's the question. Is that what the Gemara Taka said? That Hilchasa Mitztarfen, we pass on like Mereima against Rav Chisda, we don't accept anything that Rav Chisda said. We hold that you say Migu, whatever is a mechitze on one side, is Taka mechitze on the other side. Is that so Pashut? Or maybe that premise of Rav Chisda was never rejected. Maybe Merema only disagrees with the first premise of Rav Chisda, that he holds that the tail and mechitza is the same din. But to disagree with the other premise that Rav Chisda holds, that just because it's a mechitza, always again. Here we had like this. This is 5 tefachim tall, and there's a wall over here 5 tefachim tall. So from the ground, from the chatzar atachtanah's viewpoint, you have mamash and mechitza 10 tefachim. So Rav Chisda ignores that. He says, just because you have mamish and mechitza from the viewpoint of the people on the bond, and then you say, oh, look here. So just because it's a mechitza from their viewpoint, it doesn't mean we could have a mechitza from this side, have a mechitza from that side. So the question is, did Merema really reject that also or not? Not so befeirish in the Gemara. We reject something of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda fell apart. That's the shayla. So the Chazanish holds that everything of Rav Chisda falls apart, and whenever you have something that's a mechitza from this side, it's a mechitza from the other side also.
At the Mokiv Ladira, don't we have a principle that the Mechitza is?
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah, yeah. Considered Oimid Mamish, yeah.
What about the bus?
The Gemara. That is a problem. The Gemara worries. The Gemara talks about that. That's called the. Should you say, also Rabbi Mamabatli Mechitza? Okay. So sometimes you do say, sometimes the Chazanish works on that also. He claims that he solved that problem too. But he recognized that it is a problem. The Gemara has a problem. And Mechitza is supposed to block traffic. So if the traffic continues on 181st, it doesn't affect the traffic at all. So shouldn't you say, also Rabban Bat Mechitza? That's a problem. The Chazanish claims he solved it.
But I thought
the issue that you bring up is an issue, but the Gemara says the Feirish like that. The Gemara says like this. Let's say the Gemara in Erevin quotes Dinah from Kilayan. from planting kilayim to demonstrate some of the dinim of mechitza for Hilchas Shabbos. So the Gemara says, let's say somebody wants to plant wheat in North Dakota, and he wants to plant grapes in South Dakota, up until the border. This is all going to be wheat, this is all going to be grapes. So that's a nisa kilayim because they're too close to each other. So the Gemara says, if you make a mechitza separating, that's okay. So let's say I'll make a mechitza between North Dakota and South Dakota that goes like this. I have, by this mechitza, it doesn't have to be makif for a whole area, just need a mechitza to be mafsik between here and here. In Hilchasha, it's not exactly the same. That's why it's sometimes a little questionable. The Gemara is making a tushto. The dinam are not the same. For Hilchashabbos purposes, you need a mechitza that's makif an entire area. And out there are three mechitzas, and midirabban, you need all four mechitzas. And for Hilchas Kilayim, just need a separation. It's a different word, a different getter of a mechitza, slightly different. So the Gemara has, what if Mishnah? The Gemara in Erevin quotes a Mishnah from Klein. Let's say I have a wall that goes 1,000 amis, 1,000 miles, whatever. I don't know how wide is the whole North Dakota, South Dakota. A few hundred miles, let's say. So I have a wall that goes here and here, horizontal walls, and then it's missing in the middle 9 amis. So the Gemara says, if it would be a pirtza, yesem, more than eser amis, then I can plant above and below this wall, grapes over there and wheat over there, above and below, but at the spot where the pirtza, yesem, yesem, you have to be marchik. You can't plant near each other. But if the break is less than 10 amis or less, then you can mamish plant up until the border, because a pirtza pachas meyas is considered kisosim. Not just that it's considered like it's not kisosim. Considered kisosim. Dami ruba kekula is considered kisosim.
Looks like a pesach, not a
pesach is also kisosim. Pesach is a stina. A close pesach, right? So the Mishnah says you can plant gefen over here and tvu over here, and there's no isekalai. So the Gemara in Erevin quotes that regarding the din of Pirtza Pachas Meyasa. Pirtza Pachas Meyasa is considered Kisasim Dami. That's what we learned last time.
You can have all you need is one mechitza, and then and you have an imaginary line, and when imaginary another imaginary, you can have a whole Rishusa Rab become a Rishusa Yavin, just from one mechitza.
Why make one mechitza?
One row of buildings, and it's all empty. So one, then one, this is
goes
into the next street, which imaginary line. That imaginary
wait. I think I'm lost already. You have one wall.
One wall.
No, so one wall you can't get anywhere.
Why?
You have to have, Minatari, you have to have three mechitzas to make a Rishus Ayachid.
Oh, you need them.
You need three mechitzas to make it there. U-shape.
You're starting off with two.
We start off with three. In all the big cities, you start off with three. That's what I said last time. If you look where I live, you look on Broadway, whether you look north or south, you will not see straight buildings lining the right side and the left side of the street. You will see that the street twists. So you see that the front of the other buildings serve as the third mechitza for this area.
Yeah.
You have the whole Broadway buildings and storefronts lining all the way. Where I live on Broadway. Lining, those are two mechitzas. Two mechitzas don't lead you anywhere, but then as you look down the block, you're going to see that the street turns and you see buildings in front of you. And the other end also you see buildings. So those buildings that go, that cover the whole width of Broadway, that's the third mechitza. So mamash, you have four mechitzas. You have pirtzas all over the place. So that's what all the rov of the poskim hold, that a pirtza, yes and yes, there is only with the rabbanon. Because you have oimid, meruba, la parts, you have ruba, kakula, of mechitzas.
Let me ask you, on
the big rock next to my house.
Yeah, on the 181st.
That's what it was. In front of the rock, there's a fence. Sure. They don't want people to climb up.
The rock can be a tail.
Sometimes, but there's mamish a fence in front of the rock. So the buildings go straight, then I have the fence, then you have vital buildings.
No, on 181st Street, where the church is, we have no fence there. It's open when you go to Fort Washington.
No, not that rock. Not talking about that one.
No, I know.
You got a measure? You have to measure to see. Okay. You have to measure to see if you have it. You don't have. Okay.
Lagav mokiv ladira. Isn't that the principle that simachitza has to be lagavui and not lebarui? And there is a
mokiv ladira. Is it in the rabbanon? Yeah. It's in the rabbanon.
Has nothing to do with this.
On the level of deraisa, it's not about.
What if instead of buildings that you see in front of you, there's a playground?
A playground with fences or without fences? A fence, a fence?
A fence is a fence.
I don't care what it is. A fence and a pizza. Yeah. A fence and a pizza.
Even though...
Chazanish was accepted. Ramosha doesn't agree with... Ramosha Feinstein disagrees with the premise that was Muskan before the Chazanish was born. Ramosha holds that Bennett Avenue is not a Rishus HaYachid. But Moshe holds that Bennett Avenue is not. He says Mechitza Ameres Meileh is a Mechitza. Yeah, that's on a form, but not to make the street Rishus HaYachid. That doesn't work. I'm not exactly why. It doesn't explain why. But that wasn't the Chazanish's contribution. That was Muskan before he was born. The Chazanish's contribution over here was that if you draw the imaginary lines across the 184th, then I'm heading towards
Rishus
HaYachid. And Rav Chaim Oizer and the others were masking to the Chazanish on everything. Not Lomi Boy on the first premise. The Ramosha didn't even agree with the with number one. According to Ramosha, you don't get the first base. But that was already Muskim, that's the holidays. The Gdolim were masking even with the second step of the Chazanish. That it even these imaginary lines, you go by it and you make 181st street in Rishus HaYachid.
When you have a fence and you have those wire fence, which has a lot of openings in the fence, that doesn't matter. You know, you have those wire fences. Where the fence is wide, but there's a lot of openings. You have a porch where you have
meshes,
right?
Yeah, if it's lovewood, if it's each hole is less than 3 tefachim, so then it's good. Lovewood. Yeah, everything is lovewood. The Mishnah is an Erev.
So even if you have poles, also
if
the poles, there's
no. Going down Broadway.
No, the Shishim Riba is, you want to make it into Rishus HaRabim, so some hold you need Shishim Riba, some hold you don't need Shishim Riba. But even after you make it into Rishus HaRabim, then if you put walls around the Rishus HaRabim, it swallows it up and makes it Rishus HaYachid. So the Chazanish said we put walls up. The building. Yeah. He says the Shishim Riba is when you're discussing is it a Rishus HaRabim or not. So many Paschim hold you don't even need Shishim Riba. It's Rishus HaRabim without the Shishim Riba. But if you put walls around it, that is a Rishus HaYachid. The Rishus HaRabim becomes a Rishus HaYachid. For other reasons. There's no air of Manhattan because there are a lot of docks all over the place. And when you have, we said all of Manhattan has a sudden drop, except when it comes to the docks. There's a sudden drop over there also, here. Yeah. Imagine, let's go back over here.
The boats come in.
Let's go over here. Here, all of Manhattan is like this. Kemat, also not. Kemat, all of Manhattan has a drop like this. But then, when they have the piers, so they built out an extension of the ground level that goes like this. So the ground continues to go, and the boat, how do you say, lands. They tie the boat over here. The boat docks over here. And this is an extension of the ground, and this is more than Aseramis. Mm-hmm. So over here, this is Mevatel Mechitza. A Mechitza below the ground level is no good. If the edge of Manhattan would be over here, you come to the edge of the island, and then you have a sudden drop. So that's a Mechitza. Fine. That's a din of a tail. That a tail is a Mechitza. So makes a Rishus HaYachid.
You make a dock, don't you have pillars in the bottom?
You have pillars holding up the dock. You have like this, pillars holding up the dock. But the pillars are not a Mechitza. The pillars are not a mechitza. The mechitza over here is no longer helpful because it's under the ground level. Kozman, I don't have a dock. This is my ground level, and this is my mechitza. So once I make a dock over here, so this mechitza is below the ground level.
So if they filled it up with landfill, if they extended that, then it would be okay.
Fine.
That would be.
But they have these docks all over.
Yeah.
They have a thousand docks like that. They were never mistaken in any of the docks.
Huh?
They're never mistaken in any of the docks. That's what I wrote in my sefer. That the air of Manhattan is l'choladei is non-existent. There's no sheet in the world that there's an air. L'choladei it doesn't exist. And the Torah doesn't. No, he made sections on the east side, they made an Erev. Yeah, they made an Erev on certain parts of Manhattan. But to rely on this, that the whole Manhattan, the edge of the island is all built up, is just not true, because you have docks all over the place, and the Mechitz is now below the ground level. They just extended the ground level further up.
This is higher than 10, so it is a Tzimokum Ptor.
Higher than 10 above the ground level is a Mokum Ptor. No, but this is the ground.
This is the water.
No, this is the ground. This is the ground.
What is it?
I don't think so. This is mamish the ground.
You kill it. The people who are looking up from the bottom.
Here,
there's no town's bottom.
Let's say there's a subway system in New York City. So the subways are mamish rishus hayochid min ha'tera. Yeah, walls all around all the subways. Mamish rishus hayochid min ha'tera. Midrash bottom is a shaila whether it's a carpet or it's not. But min ha'tera, the subway is below the ground. So why not ask a question like this? If mechitzah is Adler Akia, so if I know where the subway goes, if I know where the line is, I should be allowed to carry directly above the subway. So Rav Moshe writes in his sefer, based on the Gemara, and the answer is that the mechitzah below the ground level is only good for that ground level. If you have a few ground levels, that's a new thing. In Europe, they never had such a thing. Different ground levels. Here in America, you have a few ground levels. You have highways, a highway on top of another highway, one goes this way, one goes that way, then you have a ground level, then you have a subway, you have four or five levels, one on top of the other. So Rav Moshe, the Chazon Ish has this more than Rav Moshe, but the Chazon Ish has this, you say, more than Rav Moshe. Mechitzas on one ground level don't help for any upper ground level. It only helps for that ground level. So if you have the edge of the island goes like this, the edge of Manhattan goes like this, so this is considered a mechitza for the edge of the island good. So if the whole island would come to an edge like this, it would all be a rishus hayochid min ha'tera, and you can put away a box of matzahs, fine, and rent from the goyim, and solve all the problems. But once you have a dock, and the dock extends the ground level, the mamish goes straight. You keep on walking like this. So this is all part of the ground. When you get to the end of the ground level, there's no mechitza. So what are you going to say? Well, the mechitza is over here. So the way you extended the ground level, that's a mechitza below the ground.
Right.
You just made the mechitza. If you wouldn't have added on the dock, that's at the edge. That's good. That's a mechitza.
Tasvino. There's a mission about Tasvino, and you want to get water from the yam. So you have a dock. The same thing.
You don't have a dock. On top of that, the yam is only a karmelis.
That's what you have the Hudson River.
Make a mechitza. So you make a mechitza. You make a box and you stick it out the side of the Tasvino. And then you say there's a cooler that you say good, and the box is 10 tefachim tall, mechitza 10 tefachim tall. And then you say good, aches, mechitza goes down. And even though it's mechitza shagdoim bokimbo, but there's no gdoim on top of it, no gdoim flying over there. Either a fish there, so the Gemara says, Begias dogim lashma pkia. The fish swim under the water, doesn't bother me. So that's a special thing over there.
The duck alone would not help.
A duck alone does not make it. No.
I understand, why is the duck different than the land area? In other words, if you follow the land area and you get a sudden drop, that's considered a mechitza. If I extend the land area...
Because the sudden drop is the edge of the land area.
It's solid. It's a solid wall.
Yes, if I extend the duck, if I fill it in, if I have a sudden drop here, good. So that's the same as over here. But they have a dock and it's just held up with pillars. One pillar over here, one post over here. They hold it up. And there is no mechitza here. The mechitza is over here.
The creative system would not apply.
No. Particular may make the bottom of Rishus Hayochid. Maybe yeah, maybe no. It depends, but it won't make the top into Rishus
Hayochid. Look at this side, the other side. You go to two levels. You look from this side, it's 10. So why should you
look from this side?
The old way.
No, if I wouldn't extend the ground level, I have 10. I have another pizza.
You say, well, here's 5, and there's another 5.
I have 10.
So why shouldn't it be for this? Because it's two levels. That goes against that.
That I understand.
Then I go to the other side.
Here, let's say this is the edge of Manhattan. Right,
no,
over
Manhattan
here.
Have no problems with Manhattan.
Okay.
I'm just talking about the tail.
Yeah. What about the tail?
This side, you have 5, then you say.
And the pizza, after 10. Right.
So then from the other side, but it's a different level. This
but
is one
that's
level,
what Malina says, level. It's good that you combine them.
Yes, so the Chazon Ish holds that when Merema rejects, the Chazon Ish holds once Merema rejects, Rav Chisda, so we reject everything that he said. So we hold that migu, that this thing is a mechitza from the viewpoint of the chatzra tachtainon, and the melech are la derekia good asik. So once this thing is a mechitza, so I must say, even from the viewpoint of the people here, have a mechitza, so la derekia. So it makes it into mechitza, makes it into rishus hayachid.
You should start learning goyim.
Yeah.
Huh? You should start learning goyim.
Mashiach will come. No, the Zohar says, the Pasuk says in Zechariah, Mashiach will be Oni v'reichav al-chama. Oni means Onov, a humble person. A lot of times in Tehillim it says Oni means a humble person, Onov. So the Zohar says, why is it spelled Oni? Because Ayin, Nun, Yod are the three Mesichtas, Erev, Nidhi, Yivamis, that when Klal Yisrael will learn it, then Mashiach will come. That's why it says Ani Vereichav Al Chama. That's what the that's what the Velt says, the Mesich the Sani Al Haaretz, because Mashiach hasn't come yet. We've been learning everything, Mashiach didn't come. So it must be because those are the most difficult Mesichtas.
We don't
really
well.
Understand that.
Where Marco Oxen was. Come here was said because of Oxen.
Yeah.
Even with the docs, don't they still have a role for? I mean, the docs are not a role.
No, but the docs are 10 Tvachim wide. So, Midrabanan that knocks out your errors, right? Midrabanan knocks out the errors. No, it's not so complicated. No.
You explained that by without the dark, Rhine without the dark, the should be what happened?
No, no, it's not. An island.
A bridge, the two islands.
Yeah.
They have a bridge between, it's not a dark, a bridge.
So what?
So he wants to know the bridge interrupts the
bridge. Also poses a problem. Sure. Because the edge of the island, let's say the island has a sudden drop, is a mechitze, that helps for the island. But then if you have a bridge, let's say Manhattan. Manhattan has a George Washington Bridge. So the George Washington Bridge comes from the middle of the city. Right in Europe, they used to have a bridge that started like this.
Yeah,
in America, they have a bridge that starts from five blocks in, and it goes like this. So that's another din. Even if you have Manhattan, if you have an area that's completely enclosed with a mechitza b'shus hayachid, when you make a bridge and you can leave the reshus hayachid, which is mukav mechitzas, to go to an area which is not mukav, where you're not allowed to carry, without passing through a mechitza, I can walk on the bridge, and there's no mechitza blocking my way. There's no tzeris hapesel, yeah, nothing. Right. So that's a din midirabban, and that's called nifretz l'makam ha'asola.
Well,
so the imaginary line is only good for the island. That's one ground level. It doesn't. It's over on the Rakia, provided there's no other ground level mopsik in between. But if you have the bridge, George Washington Bridge is a different ground level. So that's what the Chazon Ish says. According to the Chazon Ish, the mechitza for Manhattan would not help for above the George Washington Bridge. It's a different ground level. Just like Rav Moshe has a cloud that the mechitza from below the ground level from the subway doesn't help for above the ground level, so even the mechitza on the first ground level shouldn't help for the second ground level. Mechitza on the second ground level shouldn't help for the third ground level if you have higher ground levels. Right, so even if you have a mechitza on the lower level, it wouldn't help to make the upper level. Each ground level has to be judged on its own. Does it have mechitza or not? Rav Moshe does not write like that. That's what I said. Rav Moshe only has the first step. He has the subway below Manhattan, the mechitzas are only good for the subway. The mechitzas on the subway below the ground level don't make that spot on top of the ground into Rishus HaYachid. But if you would make mechitzas on the ground level, then you have a higher ground level above it, a bridge. So the mechitzas above the ground level would be good for the upper level. And the Chazon Ish shows that it's enough in the Gemara, fakir, against Rav Moshe.
Do you have a cross beam on, what do you have on the bridges, cross beams on the top?
Sometimes they have, yeah.
So wouldn't that serve as a
it's more than
speech between. It's a Pesach, you mean? That should serve as a Tzeres HaPesach. So that's what Rabbi Kasher, Zechon Levracha, wrote in his Sefer, that all of the bridges are constructed in such a way that they have cross beams across and they have poles to hold them up. So if you ask the people who built the bridge, why did they make it like that? So they said, in order to hold the bridge together. If they wouldn't make it like that, it would fall apart. So there's a klal in the Gemara that whenever you have poles that are made lachzuke tikra to hold the building together, so that's not that doesn't count for tzuras hapesach. The Gemara says whenever you have kanim that are made for the purpose of holding up a structure lachzuke tikra to support the ceiling is not considered tzuras hapesach. So that's a Gemara benegia to mezuzah. The Gemara has that. And the Achrayim from 100 years ago, 150 years ago, had a machlokes, what about the Negiah to Shabbos? So the Pashtus is, the Gemara makes an equation to Tzuras HaPesach from Mezuzah to HaPesach to Shabbos. So the Pashtus is for Shabbos also no good. So Rabbi Kasher relied on the Chazon Ish, who had a different pshat in that Gemara, that Lachzuk HaTikra is no good, he has a different pshat. But no one is sure exactly what he said, because sometimes when the Chazon Ish gets into a very darkest dikavot, he goes into poetry. So he writes up this a very shverevot, and we're not sure exactly what he said. But whatever he said, the Pashto says that it's a shverevot. Pashto says that that's the way you build a bridge, to hold up the structure. So that doesn't count as a tzuras HaPesach.
telephone wires that cross, but they're being held up by poles for the purpose of holding the wires up.
So,
okay.
That's so right. like the things that hold up the bridges?
No. That's Mamish at Tzuras HaPesa. That wasn't made L'shem Tzuras HaPesa. So that's a discussion that you have to have it made L'shem Tzuras HaPesa. And most of the poskim hold it does not have to be made l'shem tzuras hapesach. Just like a mechitza hameres me'aleh is good, so tzuras hapesach hameres me'aleh is also good. The thing that's no good is if the tzuras hapesach is to support a building, to support a structure. Here it's not supporting. The poles are supporting the wire. No, that's like an eruv. The poles are supporting the wire on top. That's normal. That's a regular tzuras hapesach. Okay. We're really learning Gittin. But Mar just brought in this machlokes Rav Chisda Mereimar. So it's an important, this is a very crucial Gemara. This is one of the crucial Gemaras in Yoni Erevin. Now the Gemara has such a similar Shaila ben Aget and Atilus Yadayim also, half and half. Can you combine half from one din and half from another din? What's the Shaila? Boy Yilfo, what's the din of Atilus Yadayim? Before you eat bread, you have to wash Atilus Yadayim. Would you say Yadayim Taharis Lachatzoin or Ein Taharis Lachatzoin? Can you make Natilus Yadayim half this and half that? What do you mean half this? What's the Shaila? Oh, so the Gemara says, Hey Chidami, what's the Shaila? If you mean to say, the Komoshu Beitrei Mirevius, you have one cup and you have only a Revius of water. The din is, you can't do Natilus Yadayim without a Revius. So what if they gave me a cup with a Revius and I washed one hand and I washed the other hand and I only used up a half a cup of water? The Gemara tells in Erevin that Rabbi Kiva was in prison. He was put in prison, and every day they gave him bread and water. So he hardly had any bread, he hardly had any water. So he would use the water to wash Natilus Yadayim, and then he would eat the bread, and then he would only have a half a cup of water. So the Talmud who brought him the food asked him, you're going to die from dehydration. Pikuach Nefesh is doicha the din of Natilus Yadayim. So drink the whole cup of water. They're not going to give you any extra water. This is all you have. So he said he'd rather die from dehydration than die from violation of the Takanas Chachamim, because Peretz Gedi Shechen HaNochash, that a person who eats bread without until he's Yadayim is Chai Misiv Dei Shemai. It's a Shverish, Dikul LeGemara. A person in concentration can. Concentration can. You wash until he's Yadayim, you don't. So Gevan HaTzadik, we don't exactly understand what it means in the Gemara. But it's a din, you need until he's Yadayim. So if you have you have to have a Revius of water. You can jal over the water, you can wash very little. You don't have to use the whole revius to wash your hands.
Like my Rachonim.
Do you even need a revius to begin with? I don't think you even need a revius to begin with. But here for Natilus Yadayim Raim Rishonim, you need a revius in the cup, but you don't have to use up the whole revius. So let's say I had a revius, I washed one hand, I washed the other hand, and I have left over half a cup of water. Now you want to come and you want to wash. When you start washing, there's no revius. Is that good or not? So the Gemara says, is that what he's asking? Natilus Yadayim, Yadayim Taharis Lachatzoin. Can you wash your hands with a half a cup of water? So the Gemara says, Beferish, yes. The din is, that's an often a din. That Beferish, yes. What is Boy Ilfa? What is Ilfa's suffix? If you should say the Komoshu Beitrei, two people are washing from one revius. So that's a Bahatanan, it's an often a Mishnah. And often in Mishnah and Yodayim, it says, Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph, the first Mishnah and Dime, may revius from one cup of one revius of water, not only Dime, Lechon Afidu Lishnaim. If you have such small hands, if you have such small hands that the water is enough to cover two hands and the other two hands.
I don't say that the two people, one holds a hand underneath the other one.
I don't even think you have to do that. I don't know.
What the Mishnah says, so Afidu Lishnaim?
Yeah.
Is that wash at the same time, but
is it dafke one on top of the other? That's what it means. I don't remember. Okay, Kenzai, I don't remember. You have to look in the Mishnah. You have to look in Shulchan Aruch. I don't remember. So the Gemara Tain is that cannot be the suffix of Ilfa. That's an important point. We got to look it up. Yeah. Okay, I don't remember.
Rashi doesn't say that.
Rashi doesn't say
something.
Rashi doesn't say
something.
I don't know.
Then it's just of historical interest.
So Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Kol HaBosor, Hoyel v'Kol Asur Mishiyori Tahara. The Gemara says the reason why it's good is because when you start it off, if I have a revius and I spill out a half of the cup, and then I'm left with a half a revius, then I want to wash, that's no good. But if I start with the revius and I started using the first half of the revius from the Tivus Yadayim and have left a half, so then even though it's only ancient history, he used it yesterday. I used it yesterday to wash until then. Now I'm going to use the leftover today to wash. So that's, I think the Gemara says that's good. The leftover water can be used for today. I have to look in Shulchan Aruch. So the Gemara says that's not a shaila. Whatever the din is, that's a din. I don't remember what the din is exactly. Whatever the din is, that we know what the din is. We got to look in Shulchan Aruch. So what is the suffix? El of us. So what's the suffix? The kamashi chada chada yodei. What, he only washes one hand. He only has enough water to wash one hand. So there's a din. Min HaTorah, there is no such thing. That part of the body is tummy, part of the body is tummy. Min HaTorah doesn't exist. But the Rabbanan, they invented such a concept. Min HaTorah, there's not such thing that the Adam can be a sheni. Min HaTorah, Adam v'kelim is only mekabel tumah from an av hatumah, or avi avois, which is worse than an av. So the Adam, when he's mekabel tumah from an avi avois, becomes an av. When he's mekabel tumah from an av, he becomes a rishon. But he can't be mekabel tumah from a rishon and become a sheni. And the Adam can never be a sheni. But the Rabbanan, they made a din, they invented two things with the Rabbanan. That you can have stam yadayim shniya, saying, my hands are sheni, my body is tohar. The whole body is tohar, and the hands are tamei. That's chiddush number one. Chiddush number two, that the hands can be a sheni. Min HaTorah, it doesn't exist, and the Adam should be a sheni. So it's a chiddush al gabi chiddush takon. So the Gemara is clearing, let's say a person is tamei, and he goes into the mikveh, and he's afraid to go, he's afraid to put his head below the water. So he'll be tovel most of his body, and the head he'll leave out. So we'll say the head is tamei, and the rest of the body is tohar. The din is that nothing is tohar. And even if he'll be tovel half now and half later, let's say you buy some new pots and pans, and you have to be tovel in the mikveh, forks and knives. So you tovel a half at a time, half at a time is no good. You have to be tovel the whole thing at one time. If you have a tray for clean, you want to do hagolah, you want to kasha with libun or with hagolah, then it says beferish, you can do a half at a time. You take out the tray for bliya from this half, take out the tray for bliya from that half, so you're left without any bliya. But if you have to be tovel in the mikveh, you have to submerge everything, you have to have maim shel kol gufa ela behem bevasachas. You have to be tovel the gufa adam and the gufa kli in the mikveh, all bevasachas can be tovel part at a time. So what's the din over here, midirabbanan? They said the yadayim atamei, sheni, and the rest of the body is tovel. So let's say I'll wash until the yadayim on one hand, then I have no water for the other hand. So can I wrap up my other hand in a glove, let's say? And I'll eat with this hand, I'll hold the sandwich. Let's say I don't have any water at all. I don't have any water. I'm starving. I have to eat bread. So you wrap your hands up. You wrap your hands up in a mapo. Anything for other things, yeah. But for Netilas Yadayim for bread, it doesn't help. For Netilas Yadayim for bread, either you have water or it doesn't work. That's by davening, the Gemara says, because the Pasuk in Tilim says, Erchat binikoyan kapai, basovavaz mizbachacha Hashem. So Erchat binikoyan. It doesn't say can mayim. If he does not mayim, you have to wrap up the hands. So the Gemara says, Elo, what's the boy yield for? What is he clearing? Can you wash one hand? The Kamashi Chada Chada Yodi, that's the suffix. With the Adam Torah, Lachatzon, can you be Metaher one hand and leave the other hand Tamei? And this will become Tohor? Or should you say no? How can you be Metaher one hand without the other? They'll both remain Tamei. So the Gemara says, that's not a suffix. It's a Beferish Adin Lakula. That you can do that. Either Vohatanya or Vohatnan. This is the question. So the way Rashi has the Girsa. The way Rashi has the gear says Vahatanya, the Gemara is quoting a Braisa. The Braisa says Hanotel Yoda Achas Binitilo Ve Achas Bishtifo Yod of Tahiris. He pours Natilis Adam, he pours water on one hand, and the other hand he dips into a mikveh of Memsor. So if he would dip both hands into the mikveh of the Memsor, the problems would be solved. If he wash until Saddam both hands, the problem would be solved. If he washes one hand,
no koach.
You only need koach gavra when you're doing netilas adayim. But when you have he pours netilas adayim. He pours water on one hand, and the other hand he dips into a mikveh of memsor. So if he would dip both hands into the mikveh of the memsor, the problems would be solved. If he washes until says, I'm both hands, the problem would be solved. If he washes one hand, huh?
There's no koach.
You only need koach gavra when you're doing the tilus yadayim. But when you have mamish tefillah and mikveh, that's better. The shot is, what if the mikveh is maim shuvim? What if it's, let's say, in the shtibul, and a lot of shtibul have to have a mikveh for men? So a mikveh, what's the difference between a mikveh for men and a mikveh for women? A mikveh for men is it's not mitahir the person. There's a takona says that a balkari is not permitted to daven, is not permitted to learn until he goes to the mikveh. So the Gemara says in Brachas, we learned the Gemara in the end of the second parak in Brachas, that the later Tanoim abolished, Rabbi Ben Ser was mevatla takona Ezra, that Divrei Torah not mekabelim tumah. Just like Eish is not mekabel tumah, so Divrei Torah not mekabel tumah. So there's a machlokes Rishonim. What about for davening? Were they mevatel takana sezra only for learning or for davening also? So because the Ravid holds that whenever mevatel for davening, and even the Rambam holds that they were mevatel for davening, but he writes about himself he never was mezalzel in it. The Rambam writes he always went to mikveh before he davened. So that's why many chassidim are medaktik that they go. Many people are medaktik to go to mikveh before they daven. But they're going to mikveh not because they want to remove the tumah. The tumah doesn't bother us. We're all tamei mason, and we daven. And it's just to take care of takana sezra. So the Gemara says, to take care of takana sezra, the water can be maim shuvim. Even though the water comes from the tap, and we're choshish, that the water that comes from the tap went through the water meter, and the water meter makes all the water into maim shuvim. So nonetheless, for amenas mikveh is genuk, for takana sezra is genuk. So that's a machlokes, the Rama on the right. What about for Netilas Yadayim? Netilas Yadayim, you always use Maim Shuvim. You take a cup of Maim Shuvim. Yeah, but that's because you're pouring it with Koyach Gavra. But over here, when you're dipping your hands into a mikveh, if it's a mikveh, good. A river, a real mikveh is good. But what if it's a mikveh of Maim Shuvim? Would that be good? So the Rambam says it's no good, and the Rabbi says, how can it be no good? We do it all the time. We use Netilas Yadayim Maim Shuvim. So the Rambam holds no. That's if you have Koyach Gavra, that's one din, and if you're tevel and a mikveh, it has to be a kosher and mikveh. Either one or the other, you can't come by.
Why does he need memsu?
Memsu is a mikveh? By the man who wants to be tevel.
Need a revius, and the gabbat people need a memsu.
Yeah.
You can metahir sein small kelim in
a revius. The Gemara says they're mevatel. Yeah, but the Gemara says the Rabbanan they're mevatel adin. You're not allowed to be entire kelim and a mikvah for revius. That's only men atayra. The Gemara says the Rabbanan you need memsur for tefilas kelim.
That's where you go to mikvah.
So Nachum also Rashi learns that the Gemara is quoting a Braisa, and the Braisa says he pours water on one hand, he doesn't touch the on one hand, on the other hand he's tovel in a mikveh. Rashi says benohar bimemso, a nohar. Not every river is good. Sometimes a river is zechlim. The river flows as zechlim is no good. It depends what the majority of the water in the river is. If the rove of more than 50% of the water in the river is from melting snow or from rain, so then it's not mitar bezochlan. Then it's only mitar b'yashburn if the water is going to be sitting still. If more than 50% of the water is from underground sources, from the ocean, most of the water is from underground sources. If that's the main source of the river, so then the river will be mitar, even though it's flowing. A mayon is a din of a mikveh and a din of a mayon.
I thought by the Tzvilas Nezra, if you use Maim Shuvim, it has to be Benesina, not the Tzvila, no? If you use Maim Shuvim, it's not good to
in a
mikveh.
It's good even in a mikveh. Yeah, that's a Gemara. The Gemara just has it in the Kli, it's not good. Uh-huh. If you have a bathtub, and it's tevel in a Kli, then the Gemara says, then it's no good. But if it's Bekarka...
Swimming pool is Bekarka. A swimming pool.
Swimming pool is Bekarka, so even though it's Maim Shuvim, it would be good. That's the Gemara in Brachas like that.
What was your case for the Kli?
Let's say for a man wants to daven, a chassid wants to daven, so we allow him. So he doesn't have to be mitayer himself; he just has to be toivel in the mikvah of memsor. So even maim shuvim is good. But what if the maim shuvim is in a kli?
He's
not even in a mikvah in the ground. It's in a big giant bathtub. So if the bathtub is cemented into the ground, it's the ground. It's not a bathtub. A jacuzzi, I think, is attached to the ground. It's mamish in the ground. But what if it's I just have a bathtub that's sitting on feet, and he's toivel in the water of the bathtub. So Mar says, that's worse. There's no tefillah in a kli is a worse psul than there's no tefillah in maim shuvim. No tefillah in a kli is a din deraisa. Maim shuvim is a machlekes, whether it's a din deraisa or din derabam. Anyway, the Gemara says it's worse. So Rashi learns that that's the pshat here.
If you're dying, if you're injured, then having a release to work, fine. If you're dying, it's not a unit of sleep, it seems to be. Then when you work on one hand, you already have less of a release for the other.
Right. So that's the problem. So the Mishnah says still, Gemara says in Chulin, Rashi quotes, since the first part started, the first part of the revius was used also to the mitar somebody else's hands, so all of the revius was used for the Tilos Yadayim. So even though I start off with a half a revius, but still, the ancient history helps. Since it started off with the revius and the first part was used for the Tilos Yadayim also, so that's also good. That's called the Kaasu. This half a revius is coming from the, this is the shirayim, the leftovers from a full revius that began to be used for Netilus Adayim. All of it was used for Netilus Adayim. That's the way they were misakin. So Rashi says, the Gemara is quoting a braisa where it says, Beferish, you do Netilus Adayim on one hand, you tell you all the other hand. So you see, Beferish, you can do one hand at a time. It's not a problem. You can do one hand at a time. The Rabbi Natam has it. Chep is Rashi. How do you know? He knows. That's Tainus against Rashi. How do you prove it? According to Rashi, what was the stuff? How do you ever wash until the Siddai? You always wash one hand at a time. So what was the Gemara suffix that you have to, maybe the Gemara was Ibai was, I have to hold my two hands out and someone else has to pour water on both hands by Vasachas. So if that was the suffix, and maybe Hacham Askinon, I hold my hand in the water while someone else is pouring water on my one hand. So maybe I'm being mitar both hands by Vasachas.
You're not notel now. You don't do the Nitilah.
Yeah, one hand is somebody in the mikveh, and someone else is somebody pouring else water on my other hand.
You don't do this.
So someone else is pouring. Yes. So okay, yeah. Someone else pours. Yeah. So how do you know? You can still say. You can still say Nitilah said that. Yeah.
Who has to say
Nitilah?
Doesn't say
that. So that's what the Rabbi Natam Chep is Rashi. How can you tell from Rashi's Braise that he's doing one after the other? Maybe they're both Bavasachas, if that's the way Rashi understood the Ibai. So that's why Tosis has a different Girsa. Tosis says the Gemara is not quoting a Braise, the Gemara is quoting a Mishnah, should say Behatanan. And he says this is a Mishnah, that's what it says on the left hand side. This is Perek based Mishnah Aleph and Yadayim, but it doesn't say the way it says it in the Gemara. It's a slightly different Girsa. So what does it say there? So the Rabbi Natam explains what it says in the Mishnah. This is Rabbi Natam's interpretation. The Rambam does not agree. The Rabbi Natam says, based on Mishnah, is that when you wash until it's time for bread, you're supposed to wash Maim Shneim. The original Takonis until it's Yadayim is made for the purpose of eating Truma. Because Tam Yadayim Shneosein, and Asheni is also Shlishi B'Truma. Asheni is not also Shlishi B'Chulin. By Chulin, the lowest, the weakest level of Truma is Asheni, and that's all. But if in Truma or Kachim or Paradume, in Truma you have Shlishi, in Kachim you have Revi, in Paradume you have Chamishi. So if my hands are Shniyai, so I'm going to be drinking a cup of Truma, I'm a Kohen, I'm drinking a cup of wine of Truma, so I may accidentally dip my finger in, Chreis Pesach night, you dip your finger. So he may by mistake dip his finger into the Truma, and he's going to passel it up. Or he's eating, let's say, a cookie of Truma. So he's going to eat the, you don't have to wash until it's the time to eat cookies, but if you're daim shniyos, he's going to touch the truma, make it into a shlishi, he'll passel the truma. So they made a takone that you have to wash until it's the daim before you eat the truma. So when you're going to wash until it's the daim to remove the tumas ayadayim, so if you're just going to pour water once, that water will remove the tuma and the daim, but the water will remain tummy. So what's going to be? The water is tummy. So they made a takana, you have to wash maim shniyim. So the Ravid and Tais was hold, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch against the Rambam. Even though that only says in Mishnah is going to get to Truma, you need maim shniyim. But the Tais writes in Chul in the beginning of Kol Abasa, has all the Gemaras about Netilas Adayim and the Rabbi Natam over here. And the Ravid and Shulchan Aruch like that, that din applies even to Netilas Adayim for bread. Because the Takanas Chachamim of Netilas Adayim, before you eat bread, was made as a Takana Mishum Srach Truma. It's agav the takana for truma that your daim shnir is going to pose a real problem. So by bread of chulin, it's not going to pose any problem. But they said everybody should wash before bread. You don't have to wash before wine or before cookies. But before bread was otu mishum otu truma, mishum strach truma. So you have to wash with maim shnir. So the Rabbeinu Tam interprets the Mishnah like this. You only need maim shnir if you're pouring a little bit of water. What if I have a big cup of water that has 5-10 revias in it, and I pour a lot of water, b'shefa rav, on the right hand? So that's already daiva haiser. That's already genug. That counts. The mayim shayin, the mayim shneim, the mayim shlishim is a genug for everything. The only time it's not enough is I poured so little water, you wouldn't be able to divide the water into two to say this is the rishayim and this is the shneim. So that's how he reads the Mishnah. Hanoitol yodo, how does he read? It's a different girsa. Abinatam goras al piyah Mishnah is on the third wide line in the Tosfos on the bottom. Abinatam goras al piyah Mishnah, notol yodo achas, mishtifa achas. And shtifa means b'shefa. He poured a ton of water on one hand, so that's oilelo, that counts as the mayim shneim. Yeah, the irui with so much water is yodo tahoira. That hand is tahar. And the Gemara is poishet the ibayim iriktani yado singular tahir shmamina dechad dechad manya. You see, you can wash hand at a time.
If there's a tail, it has no mechitzas. The bucket of oil at Rukia is only when the mechitzas come out.
That's how the Ramban holds. Ramban holds like that. That if you Ramban shot, if you have a tail that's 10 kochim tall,
yeah, it has no mechitzas.
But it's not mechitzas like this. A tail. So he says that's not oil at Rukia. So the bashta should be. It should only be oil at Asar Tzoch.
Yeah. Then we become a mechum tzoch.
Above the 10 Tachim will be a Makam Tur.
Like yeah.
Right.
No, Makam Tur.
Yeah, no.
Above 10 Tachim, just like a Kamel is above 10 Tachim, is a Makam Tur, right? Over here also like that. In the first parak in Maseches Ksubis, the Gemara second parak also, the Gemara discusses a special mitzvah of Simchas Chasen the Kala. So the Rishonim there, as Tosfos and the Rosh, all the Balei Tosfos have to assume that Simchas Chasen Mekala is only the Rabbanon. It's not Pasuk and Chumash, it's not their Isa. And some of the Rishonim, the Rosh quotes, some Rishonim insist, no, that it's a real Simchas Chasen Mekala, is a real Din their Isa. Chasen Yoy Mechad is their Isa. And the Mishkan Es Yankif has a tshuva, he claims that all Shivas Himeah Nishta, there's a Din Simcha their Isa. And he proves it from the Pasuk in today's Sedra. The Pasuk says, Ubiyom Heiro is by Basacha Yitma. The Rashi quotes from the Gemara in the first parak of Moed Katan. Ubiyom Heiro is Yeshom Shata Reinigoyim, Yeshom Shiata Reinigoyim. The Gemara has in the first parak in Moed Katan Abraisa. So some days the Kohen is not supposed to look at the Nega. When is that? On Yontif? Arachasim Kol Shivis Himea Mishta. Why? He's Isaac now in Simchas Yontif. It's like an Isaac Mimitzvah, Fataman Amitzvah, something like that. He's doing a mitzvah now. He's doing the mitzvah of Simchas Yontov, he's doing the mitzvah of Simchas Chasen Mekala, he's going to go to the Kohen, he may say that he's Tameh, he's going to stare his Simchas Yontov, he's going to stare his Simchas Chasen Mekala. So why should you ruin, he's doing this mitzvah, so let him finish the mitzvah when Yontov is over, and you'll go to the Kohen then and he'll pass him that it's Tameh. Vaistos often from the Gemara, that let's say he's busy now with a business deal, or with something else, Nishkin mitzvah, he's not Isaac in a Dvar mitzvah. He's on a pleasure cruise. He wants to have a nice vacation. He went to Florida, he went to Switzerland. And you're going to say that he's tummy, he's going to ruin his vacation. So wait till the end of the vacation. So it says, no, only when there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, and a mitzvah of Simchas Chasen Mekala. Otherwise, with Dvar HaShus, you're not supposed to postpone. So that's what the Chazanish raises the question. This is one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. The mitzvah of Riyas Negoim. Tavu state that you have to run to the Kohen the first second. The reason Magdim on the mitzvah is whenever you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, you should do it right away. And if you don't do it right away, so you arrive on the Midas Chasidus as Riz Magdim on the mitzvah. But you didn't really violate any Avera. So let's say the guy wants to enjoy his vacation. He went away for a month to Switzerland. So let him enjoy his vacation. So he doesn't want to be Riz Magdim on the mitzvah. And the Gemara advice says that it has to be today. You have to go today to the Kohen. The Kohen has to declare Tomei, and that ruins his whole vacation. Why? The whole Gemara is just talking about Zrizus, so it wouldn't appear so. So the Chazon Ish says, from the Pashtus and the Gemara of Aistos, that if a person has an obligation to perform a mitzvah, he has to do it immediately. He's not allowed to postpone. Not only because... So what happened to the Din and Zrizim HaGdim and the mitzvahs? Let's say, the Gemara says in the first Perikim Sochim, Kol Ayam Kasha Lemila, a baby is born, so the bris is a week after. So all day long you can do the bris mila, elish is riz magdim mitzvah, so you do it as early as possible. But if he did it, let's say, at 7:25 and the shkia is 7:35, so, but he ever yoytze the mitzvah. He just won't mevatel the din yanosof of zvizus. It's only zvizus among people in the mitzvahs. But you're not mevatel a mitzvah. The Chazanish claims you mevatel a mitzvah. If you have the opportunity to do the mitzvah now, you postpone to later. Let's say a person, now it's a big issue. People get married, and he wants to finish law school, and she wants to finish medical school, and everybody's busy, but they're not ready to have children yet. They want to postpone having children for a few years. So that's what the Pasuk say, you're not allowed to do that. So the question, you're not allowed to do that, that's because Chashina Lemiso? That's why. That's how the Maam Shik writes. Chashina Lemiso has the first tshuva in Chelek Eben Ezra. A bacher, they read him a Mashiach, and he can marry this girl and live happily ever after, but he wants to, if he'll learn in the yeshiva another couple of years, he'll become so great in learning, he'll get a much better shidduch, he'll get Eved Kekes. Like this, he won't get Eved Kekes. So he wants to know, is he allowed to postpone getting married a couple of years, because he's taka talented, and the Rosh Yeshiva thinks that he's going to vaksay somebody, Gorga Valdik, and we'll get a knack in the geshidduch with Eved Kekes. Is he allowed to or not? So he has the first tshuva in the Chelek Eben Ezra, he discusses the sugi in Yuma, the first Mishnah in Yuma, about Chashina Lemisa, there's Mamruba, there's Mamuat, how much is Mamruba? A couple of years, that's there's Mamruba and Chashina Lemisa. Why only Chashina Lemisa or only Zizim Agdim Lemitzvah? Why not say it's Mamish Abitla Mitzvah, like the Chazanish says over here, Abitla Mitzvah, or the Nerib Yehuda discusses. Now the practice is that in Erev Pesach we solve our problem with Tainus Pcheres by making a Siyum, Mesichta. The rabbi is salaried, and part of his job is to make life easier for his congregation. He has to make a Siyum Mesichta. Years ago, they didn't have this Einfeld. They used to have a bris. Every Erev Pesach, they had a bris. So how can it happen that every Erev Pesach, you're going to have a bris? What if there's not going to be a bris? So there would be a Milo that had to be postponed, so they would save the baby. They would postpone the bris till Erev Pesach. So the Nadi Yehuda writes in the Tshuvah, that it has a very short Tshuvah, and he complains about this practice that it's improper. He says, number one, he's not so convinced that you're allowed to postpone longer than is necessary. If you had to postpone a week, he thinks maybe you're mechuyev to do the bris at the first available opportunity. And then he says, and even if you say once you postpone, it's already shalev bizman, maybe you can wait later, he's not so convinced that the suda, the party that you throw by a milu shalev bizmano, is good enough to be mata you a suda's mitzvah, to be mata you to eat on Erev Pesach. Maybe it has to be only a mila bismana suda. Maybe a suda from a mila shalai bismana, then you could have, it's a mila, you could have had it yesterday. You could have had the bris yesterday also. It's not stama shalai bismana. Maybe a shalai bismana is also a mata yutit. This is a shalai bismana, he could have had it yesterday. So just because you decided to set it for today, that's enough. So he's not so sure about the whole thing. The Dvar Avraham has a very strong tshuva, in the first chalak, very strong tshuva, where he says, if you have a mila shalai bismana that had to be postponed, if you postpone one day longer, you're mevatel the mitzvah. And even all of the stuff, you do the bris milah, so that garnished health, and you're mevatel the mitzvah. Tomorrow you're mekayim a mitzvah, and today it's like a bitl a mitzvah. Like you have to like film today, and tomorrow, and the next day, and you have to shake a lulav, the first day sukkahs, the second day sukkahs, the third day, and if one day you shake a lulav, and the other day you don't shake a lulav, so you're mekayim mitzvah, and you're mekayim that mitzvah. So here by the bris milah, don't say it's one mitzvah, so as long as you're mekayim at the end, no. Next week when you do the bris, you say that mitzvah, today is considered you're mevatel the mitzvah, because you're mechuyev to do it today. He says, it's not stam zriz magdimim. So when do you apply which klal? When do you say you're mechuyev to do it? By the rias negoyim, the Chazon Ish says, mashma from the Gemara, you have to do it immediately. And by the bris milah, the Dvar Avraham and the Nerib Yehuda say, you have to do it immediately. You're not allowed to postpone. And by other mitzvahs, as we say, chashina lemisa, you have to do it as soon as possible. You don't have to do it today. It doesn't have to be today. You can do it tomorrow also. He says, Chashin Olamis. He says, Zizim Magdim Olamitzvah. So some suggested maybe that the chilik is the following. Whenever the Torah has a Azman Kavua, like Milo Bizmana has a Yom. There's a din, Yom HaShmini. So even when you have a Milo Shaloi Bizmana, so that's also a Yom. And the doctor says you have to wait another couple of days, The Gemara says if the baby was a chole kol gufoy, and you had to wait a couple of days, then you have to wait after the doctor says everything is okay, you have to wait another 7 days. You wait another 7 days, so you're going with days, the units that you're working with are yomim, so once you kaveh which yom, so that's the halacha, that's the yom. So if you're going to wait till a different yom, so that's a bitla mitzvah, even though you're mekayim the mitzvah tomorrow, but today it's considered like yom avatel, there's a bitla mitzvah today. And the same thing perhaps is true regarding rias negoyim. Rias Negoim, the Mishnah is not based on the Pesukim, it goes with days. Sometimes there's a hezger for 7 days and another hezger for 7 days. So the dinim, this day is day number one. This is, if the kohen will be machlit, he'll declare tomei, that'll be the end of the story. It won't have to be mazgir. But if he'll be mazgir, then you go with units of days. And the Mishnah says, which days can you begin looking at the neger? You don't want the seventh day to be Shabbos. You don't want the 14th day to be Shabbos. You don't want the 21st day to be Shabbos. So the Mishnahs go with units of days. And maybe here also, with the redinim of days, the halacha counts on the days. And maybe here the halacha says that the yom is the zman of the mitzvah. So if you wait to a different day, that's already a bitla mitzvah. So I need a pasuk to say that if he's oisik the mitzvah, and then shtelichu for today or tomorrow. So if he waits till tomorrow, bitla mitzvah. What do you mean bitla mitzvah? So shteitnish and kenot, when you, which day you have to get married, there is no zman over there. So maximum you can say is that it's a zrizis or it's a chashin lemisa. It can't be more than that.
Suda shera brochas in Arab place. Is that a sort of mitzvah for until
the Sheva brachas in the morning?
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
not? Sounds good. Okay.
It's a.
Next week, Tuesday night, there are competing functions in other shuls, the covered Yom Atzmaut, so we won't be able to say Shir. But the week after Beli Neder, we'll give the Shir on Tuesday night, and the week after that is Lag Baomer. So I have a wedding, I'm sure other people have weddings, and maybe we can give the Shir on Wednesday night.
Okay.
Okay.
2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
Next week is